played very, very well indeed. He defended stoutly, strongly. They pressed quite hard at times, Hartlepool, but I thought, I don't think we ever really looked like we were going to concede. Going forward, we did have opportunities. We did actually have the ball in the net, but it was disallowed for some reason best known to me. We gave a good account of ourselves and were obviously delighted with the draw.
I've got to ask you about your goalkeeper. This injury sounded very serious.
It was a nasty tackle, to be perfectly honest. I mean, Hartlepool thought it was a 50-50 ball, but I'm afraid in the modern game, that is not acceptable. The lads suffered a badly gashed leg, needed 13 stitches. They were talking about possible skin grafts and what have you, which gives you some idea of the severity of it.
So how long do you think you might be without Scott then, Scott Tynan?
I really don't know at this minute in time, but I would think he's going to be struggling for the replay, that's for sure. I think he'll be out for a good few weeks.
So what does that leave you goalkeeping-wise? I know you had a man on the bench, didn't you?
Yes, John Ritchie came to our aid at the 11th hour, and John is a good pedigree goalkeeper, so I have absolutely no doubt that he will step straight into the breach, as he did on Saturday when he was needed.
The draw for the second round, Alan, you wanted a home game, you've got one, presumably yes. Fantastic incentive to beat Hartlepool now.
It is indeed. I mean, Yeovil are obviously places just below Hartlepool. So if we are able to do it against Hartlepool in the replay, as you say, it gives us a fantastic incentive because we could be looking at a potential third-round draw. But one step at a time, we've got to get past Hartlepool first, and that won't be easy by any stretch of the imagination, but we still fancy our chances.
And for this replay, Alan, it will be at Rivica Park, won't it? No thought of moving this anywhere.
No, it's going to be at Rivica Park. We're looking forward to the event already. Plans are already well advanced. And, yes, bring it on.
And in terms of support, you'd really want the people of Wirral to come now, wouldn't you? You're the only local non-league side left in the FA Cup, of course. You'd want everybody to get behind you now.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think we're representing literally like the whole of Merseyside now, most of West Cheshire. I think the nearest club to us that is still in with a shout is Macclesfield, who were on the other side of the M6 in deepest Cheshire. So we really are flying the flag for the whole area.
I've just got to ask you, what did Nick Wadsworth say to you after the game? Was he a bit down after the game, the Hartlepool manager?
I've got to be honest with you, I didn't speak to him directly. I'm sure Carl obviously would have exchanged words with him after the game. So I really don't know. I was more interested in congratulating my own manager on his team's fine effort.
And you've got to keep your mind on the Blue Square North now, haven't you?
Yes. Well, we've got another cup game tomorrow night on Tuesday with Alsager in the Cheshire Senior Cup. So that's going to be a bit of a contrast from Hartlepool to Alsager. But then it's another game of football and it's another competition we want to do well in. And then we've got Blue Square North match on Saturday at Redditch. So they're going to start coming thick and fast now as we start playing catch-up a bit.